Can I request one more?
Yeah.
Guys, what's the one where you called the dating show with the Chinese lady?
Oh, yeah, that should be right under the one you just played.
Rich and Single in New York?
Yeah.
What's
Rich.
That?
Anyway? Rich and Single.
These are two Oriental women giving advice.
Oriental.
This is another one where I called Sal. It was a Saturday afternoon at 1. I was like, hey, call in this show.
And you bombed them?
Yeah.
What is your take on text messaging someone that you like? Hello?
Hi, how are you ladies doing today?
Good. I see that you're from Florida originally.
What's that voice you put on? Is this supposed to be a woman?
It's just a friendly voice. Yeah. Like unassuming friendly Hi. Voice.
You think that's unassuming and friendly?
Hi.
Yes, how are you doing? God bless.
Okay, so what's your story?
Well, the first caller, and I know you don't want to delve on this too much, but he touched on interracial dating.
Yes.
I'm in an interspecies relationship right now. I'm fucking a squirrel.
I will take your phone number down and post it on the internet if you call back with some stupid story, okay? I am serious about this. We do have call ID here, so if you're looking to prank, the joke is really on you, frankly.
She's going
to
put the phone number up on the internet.
Wow.
And I'm sure that website gets as many hits as the show.
Richard's friendly and unassuming voice. It sounds like a guy who just fucked a fucking infant.
I love the threatening thing there, too. It's like, we're going to put your phone number on the internet. Like, that's Richard's dream.
I know. I want people calling.
So if you're looking to prank, the joke is really on you, frankly. So, you're online.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I know you're talking about dating and stuff, but let me ask you, are you guys Chinese?
I am.
Okay, good. Maybe you can help me out with this.
Sure.
For the 4th of July, I was shooting Roman candles out of my wife's pussy.
Oh!
I have your cell phone number. You are such an idiot. I already stated that if you make prank calls, I will publish your number.
No, you won't.
Sorry that you have to deal with all these prank calls.
What?
People.
Meanwhile, it's probably your wife's cell phone anyway.
I'm hoping.
I just don't have a life.
All right, that's a good one.